Hi, and welcome to First Bite, a Nation's Restaurant News podcast. I'm your host, Holly Petrie. Today is Tuesday, October 25th, and here are your top stories. First, how this emerging brand is planning on nearly quadrupling in size in just 1 year. The Indian fast casual Tulsi is a restaurant 20 years in the making. Second, consumers are sending a mixed signal on their discretionary spending. We know consumers are sick of the higher menu prices restaurant operators have implemented to protect their margins. In fact, they've now identified a threshold. Third, labor forecast paints a grim picture for independent restaurants this holiday season. 17% of small restaurant owners plan to hire in Q4, down from 56% last year, according to new data from Alignable. Fourth, Wendy's promotes breakfast with a $3 deal. Croissant sandwich potato pairing offered through November 20th. And finally, NRN editors discuss McDonald's and Krispy Kreme, the state of menu customization, and Starbucks' latest union woes. Plus, hear from Adam Baird of the Habit Burger Grill. Now let's dive deeper into one of these stories. It's hard to get a pulse on the current consumer macro environment and how that applies to restaurants. We all know inflation has been a relentless beast. We know low-income consumers are getting hit particularly hard. We know consumers are sick of the higher menu prices operators have implemented to protect their margins. In fact, they've now identified a threshold. New data from Revenue Management Solutions finds pricing increases beyond 10 to 13% affects traffic. Food away from home inflation is up 8.5% this year. So on average, restaurants fall below that threshold. That's not to say consumers are thrilled, however. A new report from Yelp finds that consumers are increasingly searching for cheaper dining options, as searches related to quick service and fast casual concepts are up by 10% versus the second quarter and up by 8% year over year. But the bigger picture is far more nuanced than that. For more information on how inflation is impacting consumers, let's turn to executive editor Alicia Kelso.
You know, inflation has been lingering. I think we've been reporting on this. It's been over a year. And so how it's impacting consumers, it depends sort of on the brand and really the category. If there's a positive for restaurants, it's that inflation is clipping significantly higher at the grocery store. And I think that's kind of pushing people through the drive-thru a little bit more than perhaps they would if the opposite were true. So we haven't seen a huge impact yet on inflation as it pertains to restaurant traffic, even though menu prices are up over 8% on average across the board. So, you know, I think I wrote this a story late last week, because I was asking those very same questions. We are in the beginning of this earnings round, and there are some things that are really intriguing me beyond restaurants. I think the one that intrigued me the most was Netflix, because that's such a nice to have, not a need to have. And it just blew expectations out of the water. And, you know, Netflix even raised their prices earlier this year. So, you know, we're looking at, you know, of course, it's just one company. But then, you know, you look at the transcripts from Delta and American Airlines, and they are, you know, they're talking about demand for travel, for personal travel being really high. They're blowing expectations out of the water, too. This kind of indicates, you know, Domino's had a positive quarter for the first time in two quarters. Jay's Restaurants was the second to report, and they exceeded expectations on their report as well. So we're two in on the restaurant sector. And I think that, you know, that I don't want to be overly optimistic, certainly, but I'm surprised, you know, especially that we don't seem to be spend shy quite yet. I think that it kind of illustrates that the demand for eating out, the demand for indulgences is still, the demand for travel obviously is still very much there after, you know, a year and a half to 2 years of being conservative on those things. I don't think it's sustainable.
So that kind of leads me to my next question. How are consumers spending their money?
Yeah, it seems, you know, I think, you know, you look at Starbucks again as another, I just keep throwing out all these examples of things that seem really surprising to me on what consumers are spending their money on. And, you know, Starbucks had two or three record-breaking weeks last quarter, and that's another indulgence, obviously. So they're spending their money on indulgences. But I think that sort of illustrates a deeper point here. And I think this point will become more clear, you know, once we get into the throes of this this quarter of earnings, which starts this week. Chipotle reports tomorrow, McDonald's later this week. We started seeing it last quarter, and we started hearing it last quarter, where the low-income consumers are, you know, this is a tale of two consumers, unfortunately. You know, we talk about inflation, and I don't want to be dismissive of that because Netflix exceeded expectations. There's a real picture being painted here where, you know, the mid to upper class consumers are not feeling it much pressure right now. And, you know, Chipotle, McDonald's, companies like that are reiterating that during their earnings calls. They're not feeling the pressure. You know, higher incomers are not feeling the pressure from inflation. They might be balking at it. They might be sticker shocked, but they're not turning away at the drive-through. Lower income consumers are being hit disproportionately hard right now. So again, when you ask, you know, what consumers are spending their money on, I think that there's always a tale of two consumers, but right now that is becoming even more stark. And, you know, I think it will continue to be more stark throughout the next year, even where there's going to be some insulated and some not.
With the recession looming, what restaurants are prepared for the future? What can we expect in terms of QSR, fast casual? What kind of restaurants are prepared for the future?
Yeah, the future is pretty uncertain right now, but there are a lot of people in the camp that we are going to have a full recession next year. My source at Rabobank is one of those that is predicting Q3, Q4, 2023 is a full recession. Bloomberg came out this weekend and said the chance for recession in 23 is 100%. So, you know, these predictions, these forecasts, they're getting more dire and they're getting louder. And so we unfortunately have a pretty recent case study on what types of restaurant concepts are insulated when a recession hits. And, you know, 2008, 2009 wasn't that long ago. And, you know, look at the concepts that did well: McDonald's, Chipotle, value-oriented, heavy brand equity, low debt companies. There's no reason to believe, you know, Chipotle has no debt. You know, Yum's debt financing is strong. So you look at Taco Bell has a significant value menu. These are companies that were insulated, you know, what, 12 years ago and are predicted to be insulated still. We looked at, you know, I just got a traffic report this morning that McDonald's traffic has been up all year despite the inflationary environment. And so, you know, it's a tried and true trusted brand in environments like this. And I don't think there's going to be many surprises if we do head into a full recession. I think the brands that stood out, you know, again, 12 years ago are going to be the ones that do so again. What is concerning to me is, you know, where does that leave the smaller concepts, the concepts that are still recovering from, you know, the pandemic lulls, the ones that have taken on a bunch of debt to get through the pandemic. And, you know, that's always a big concern for me is how many closures are we going to see next year? So I don't know what that's going to entail, but there's some worry there. So it'll be interesting to see.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of First Bite. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new one. Until then, stay up to date with all your news on NRN.com.